if you look at the context of the way the 4 days unfolded, there's two crucial sort of areas. One is the toss, which was vitally important, and you know, playing against that type of bowling, which, to be fair to Yorkshire's quality, you know, Sidebottom, Shahzad, Bresnan and Richard Pyra bowl really well, so it's a very, very useful attack, and when you've got helpful conditions, you know, you're going to struggle. So that was one major part of the game, and hard to recover and get back into the game. And the second one, I felt, was those runs that, again, Bresnan, Shahzad and Sidebottom put on towards the end of their innings that sort of hurt us. We missed a few chances there, but in both innings I thought we showed real resilience down the order. You know, we to get the likes of Gareth Andrew getting a 40 and a 50, and Jack Chantry and Syed Ajmal and Scotty and Richo chipping in with runs, vital runs, showed that this team's got some good fight. And you know, if it had been a one innings game, which is what we were aiming for after struggling in our first innings batting, then I think we would have won the game. But that wasn't to be. But there were crucial factors, and those were the two crucial factors.
200 on the final innings would have been particularly tricky.
Oh, definitely, and one that I would have, you know, thought we could definitely have won, but that wasn't to be. And you know, we if we could have our time again, we'd try and win the toss.
Yeah, I can say that was absolutely just decisive, wasn't it? I mean, you've got to give credit, and you have, to the Yorkshire bowlers, because they utilise the conditions.
Well, they're a good team, and they're a good bowling attack, and that is one of their better bowling attacks that they can put out. They can't always put out an attack like that because of test matches and injuries and resting players, but that one was a very good attack, and one that you had to play well to try and defeat. But you know, early season I actually questioned a bit of fight in our team, and I said, you know, we've got a fantastic spirit, but it's not everything, and we do need to fight, you know, and we've shown again today that we can fight, and that is very pleasing aspect for a coach, because add a bit of spirit and fight, and we've got a chance of staying up in this league.
Good test as well for some of the younger players against that sort of experienced attack in those conditions.
Yeah, I think, you know, unfortunately for Matt Pardo, he didn't contribute in the game, and similarly for Moeen and Alexei, but and a little bit from Jimmy Cameron. But you're right, you know, these are the type of conditions that test you, and the type of bowlers who can exploit the conditions extremely well. So it is a learning curve, very frustrating, and I'm so disappointed to lose, like all the players are. But you know, we can hold our heads up, because we had a tough ask in that first morning against a decent attack on a wicket that was very, very juicy, seamed around, and in all honesty, anybody could have been bowled out on that wicket in the first two sessions.
Just away from this game, moving on, Nottinghamshire tomorrow night, you've still got every chance of qualifying in the T20.
Yeah, you know, it's all in our hands, and what a lovely position to be in. And you know, that task is not going to be an easy task. You know, Notts are a good side, they're playing in their own backyard, but they've qualified, and I'm sure they'll want to put on a real spectacle for the TV cameras and the home crowd. But we've got a chance, and we're going to go there in a positive frame of mind, even though we've had a defeat today, because we know how big the stakes are playing for tomorrow. And we've had a good game against them at Worcester when we possibly should have won, and maybe we should be out there to put things right and prove to Notts that we can play cricket and come out on a successful side of things.